Mr. Gil Scott-Heron, Brian Jackson, and the Midnight Band.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's just another way of saying good evening and welcoming you here and saying that we're glad to see you. And we are the Midnight Band, of course, and we call ourselves that because midnight is the first minute of a new day. We'd like to take you into the reasons that it's your world. One of the songs is a song that really derived around an experience I had because I used to live on West 17th Street right here in Manhattan. And of course, people who know that neighborhood know that it is full of salsa and Latin vibrations and Latin rhythms. So that has naturally become a part of what I am and a part of what we do because we like to bring you rhythms and good vibrations. Here's a song for you we've got from West 17th Street. It says, the brothers from 17th Street love to get down, and if you do, come on and join us.
Doctor, bring me hands up for the number. Got to have some body, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A lot of the material that we did on the new album is live material, and one of our favorite songs was something that we got into live that night, and we're going to get into it before I hear you, because the song is called Must Be Something We Can Do, and we always like to feel like there's something we can get together here. Introducing your hands to one another. Come on and get into it. Thank you. very much. Thank you. We'd like to take you into the title tune of It's Your World, a Brian Jackson composition about what happens up in here. Because a lot of times people think things are being taken from them. They think their woman's being taken. They think their money's being taken. The question is whether or not somebody is taking your mind. Because we have a feeling that when you are free here, and that free will exists, there's always the possibility of us becoming physically free. But it starts up here. So here's a song for you called It's Your World. Right here. The ground beneath my feet, I know what's made for me. There ain't no anyone place where I belong. My spirit's meant to be free, and so now everyone can see. Life was made for us to be what you wanna be. And if it's your world, it's all and all and all that you see. What's not meant for me, it's your world. The thoughts that fill my mind are a very special kind, because they're home to me and me alone. And then I realize that we all have a home inside. It was meant for us to be what we want to be. Of life and terrible soul, music of love makes me feel whole. And human history unfolds before my eyes. My spirit's mystery is free, and so now everyone will be. Life was made for us to be what we want to be. And if it's your world, very, very much. This is your world of Brian Jackson tune, both music and lyrics. We got a song for you that we did one time on an album called Pieces of a Man. And and a sister named Esther Phillips recorded it on an album called From a Whisper to a Scream. The song is about drug addiction and some of our feelings about that. This is called Home is Where the Hatred Is. Doctor, I can't stand no frozen bird. Help me, rhythm master. It'll get better when the music hit me, doctor. We'll be right back.
We'll have more Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson in just 60 seconds.
Thank you. Doctor, you got the gam boots. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You know, not... Used to be 9 of us. Now, I don't come to your job and tell you what to do. That wouldn't be right, would it? But we're going to do something for you because we really want you to enjoy yourself. You know, we did a song last fall and put it out and tried to get people to understand the situation that we saw developing. And sure enough, it has developed. It has developed day by day until it's one of the most talked about and one of the most discussed places in the world. We did this song related to the liberation struggle and the independence of the people in South Africa and the people in Namibia and the people in Zimbabwe and the people over here. So we're going to take y'all into it. When we say what's the word, we like to hear people say Johannesburg. Have you heard from Johannesburg? Yeah, tell me what's the word now. Sister woman, have you heard about Johannesburg? Tell me that our brothers are over there are defying the man. We don't know for sure because the news we get is unreliable, man. Yes, I hate it when the blood starts going, but I'm a sad, serious sister. Go ahead, somebody tell me what's the word. Tell me, brother, have you heard from Johannesburg? I know it's something happening. Tell me what's the word. Sister woman, have you heard about Johannesburg? In the mind, they may not get the news, but they need to know we're on their side. Yeah, now sometimes just to bring misunderstanding. Yeah, but a dream in my heart, I'm demanding. Somebody tell me what's the word. Tell me, brother, have you heard from Johannesburg? A lot of people talking and saying what I want to hear. What's the word now? The woman, have you heard about Johannesburg? And I know that they're struggling over there that ain't gonna free me. Yeah, but we've all got to keep struggling if we want to be free. And don't you want to be free? Thank you.
Here at the Village Gate in just 60 seconds.